Imagine your company's HR system actually knows you're going to quit your job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, before you've even started looking for a new one. I mean, it sounds like science fiction, but it'd be a bit, dystopian.
It definitely does. But the crazy thing is, predictive artificial intelligence is already mapping out those exact behavioral patterns today.
Right. And we are living in this moment where it honestly feels like alien technology just, dropped out of the sky.
Yeah, and everyone is scrambling.
Exactly. We're all scrambling to figure out what it means for our jobs, our businesses, and frankly, our sanity.
Right, the anxiety is very real.
But what if we've been looking at it all wrong? I mean, what
Yeah.
if instead of being this completely unprecedented disruption, AI is actually just the next logical step on a staircase we've been climbing for the last 2 decades?
You know, it completely changes the conversation when you frame it that way.
It really does.
Because when you stop looking at artificial intelligence as an invasion and start looking at the mechanics of it as like a structural evolution,
Right, a progression.
well, yeah, the fear tends to fade into a much more practical understanding.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to the deep dive. We are thrilled you're here with us. If you are a fellow learner trying to cut through the absolute noise surrounding AI right now, you're in the exact right place.
Definitely. There is a lot of noise out there.
So much. Today, we are tearing into an incredibly insightful piece of source material. It's an article titled Collaborative AI: Integrating AI in Human Teams, written by Rob Van Linde.
Right. He's a Dutch agile coach and a digital transformation manager.
Yeah. And what is so compelling about his approach is that he went deep into the mechanics of AI and realized his existing background in agile methodologies actually gave him the perfect blueprint for this.
Which is such a unique perspective.
It really is. It shows how this technology is supposed to function inside a company. So our mission for this deep dive is to explore the mechanics of how AI operates, why it isn't here to replace human teams, and why keeping human intuition at the absolute center is the only way this actually works.
And we really need to look past the hype to understand the actual friction of implementing these systems. We are going to look at the underlying logic of how AI spots patterns in market data, how it evaluates human talent, and, the very real dangers of trusting an algorithm blindly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand where AI is taking us, we first have to understand the foundation it's being built upon. We didn't just jump from typewriters to neural networks.
Right, it wasn't an overnight thing.
Not at all. First, the business world went through agile transformation. And, for those familiar with it, this wasn't just about changing meeting structures.
No, it was a fundamental shift.
Yeah, shift away from those rigid 5-year waterfall plans.
Holy.
It was about creating iterative feedback loops, cross-functional collaboration, and then came digital transformation.
Which was really about building the architecture, moving operations to the cloud, digitizing supply chain.
Creating massive lakes of data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, sitting right on top of those two massive shifts, we have AI.
Right. And the causality there is really what matters, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you couldn't have AI without the first two. Agile changed the corporate mindset to be adaptable. Digital transformation provided the actual plumbing, the data infrastructure.
The pipes,
Yeah,
basically.
the pipes. But think about the limitation of those first two eras. Agile and digital were incredible at helping businesses respond to change more effectively.
Okay.
They made companies reactive, in the best possible way. The data told you what happened yesterday, and the agile team pivoted today.
Right, so it's all looking backward to act in the present.
Precisely. AI, however, fundamentally shifts the posture of a company because it is an anticipation engine.
An anticipation engine. I like that.
Yeah, it processes that massive data lake to tell you what is statistically likely to happen tomorrow.
Wow. Okay, think of it like building a ship, right? Agile essentially gave us this incredibly flexible, well-trained crew that can pivot the sails quickly when the wind suddenly shifts. And digital transformation, well, that gave us modern navigation equipment, digital charts, sonar, real-time gauges.
Sure.
But AI is the radar system that can see the storm coming from 100 miles away, long before the first drop of rain even hits the deck.
Well, what's fascinating here is that the radar analogy is good, but it's actually incomplete.
Wait, incomplete how
Because
now?
radar just shows you that a storm exists.
Okay.
AI calculates 1,000 different routes around that storm in real time, factoring in fuel consumption, wind resistance, cargo weight, and then recommends the optimal path.
Oh, wow. So it's not just seeing the problem, it's solving it.
Exactly. It's layering a predictive computational capability over the crew.
But, and here is a massive friction point, I think. If the AI is doing all of that complex anticipation, if the machine is doing the heavy lifting of spotting the storms and plotting the optimal course, doesn't that risk making our flexible, agile human crew lazy?
That's the immediate fear, yeah.
Right. Because if the machine is doing the looking ahead for us, do we lose our edge?
You would think so, but the source material argues the exact opposite, provided the implementation is correct.
Okay, how so?
It comes down to cognitive load. When you use AI to process high-dimensional data at a scale no human brain could, mathematically manage, you aren't making the humans obsolete.
They're just shifting the burden.
Yes. You are clearing the highly complex, tedious computation off their plates. This allows the human workers to focus on strategy, nuance, and continuous innovation.
Great.
The crew doesn't get lazy. They get to focus on actually sailing the ship better and making those subjective judgment calls that algorithms are terrible at.
Right, so they are free to be creative, but they absolutely still have their hands on the wheel.
Exactly.
Okay, so building on that idea of the AI anticipating the storm, let's look at how this practically applies to the outside world, like figuring out what customers want before they even know they want it.
Oh, this is huge.
Yeah. We all know Amazon and Spotify use AI to recommend products or songs, but what is less understood is how that exact same predictive architecture is being used to allocate millions of dollars in corporate resources.
Right. When we talk about market insights, we're really talking about a mechanism called collaborative filtering, combined with deep pattern recognition.
Okay, break that down for us.
Well, an AI doesn't actually know you. What it does is map your millions of data points.
Like what time of day I browse?
Yeah, what time you browse, how long your mouse hovers over an image, what you bought 3 years ago. It maps all that against the data points of millions of other people.
Okay, so it's finding common threads.
Exactly. It finds incredibly complex statistical correlations in that massive matrix that a human analyst would, they just never spot it.
Never. And when you pull that out of the retail space and put it into B2B sales or high-level resource allocation, the stakes get huge.
Absolutely massive.
The text talks about automating lead generation. Instead of a human sales team cold calling or manually sifting through thousands of potential contacts, the AI acts as a highly advanced sorting machine.
Right, it pre-qualifies them.
Yes, it qualifies leads based on thousands of subtle variables. So the human sales team focuses 100% of their energy only on the highest probability targets.
Which completely transforms their efficiency.
But here's where it gets really interesting, though, and honestly a bit concerning.
Uh-oh.
There is this massive tension between personalization and privacy. I was thinking about it like having a highly attentive butler.
Okay, a butler.
Yeah, so it is fantastic when they remember exactly how you like your coffee without you having to ask. It feels like great service.
Sure does.
But it becomes incredibly creepy if you find out they only know that because they've been secretly reading your diary.
Yeah, that crosses a line.
A major line.
Mm-hmm.
So when AI is mapping all these latent variables, how do businesses strike that balance? How do you use the data without crossing the line into pure surveillance?
Well, it is the ethical and practical tightrope of the modern digital age, frankly.
It really is.
The mechanism of privacy-preserving AI is supposed to be about statistical aggregates, not individual surveillance. Synthesizing the points made in the article, successful collaborative AI relies entirely on a foundation of respecting user boundaries.
Right. Trust.
Yes, trust. The data analysis must be continuous for the AI to find those correlations. But if a company breaches trust,
If they cross from we noticed a pattern to we're reading your diary.
exactly, the technological advantage instantly becomes a reputational disaster. Trust is the actual currency that allows AI to function in a market.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But if that level of surveillance makes us uncomfortable as consumers, imagine what happens when a company points those exact same predictive tools inward.
Ah,
Let's
legal.
talk about what happens when the AI is pointed at you, the employee.
We enter the realm of human resources and talent management. And the mechanics here are identical to the sales algorithms, just applied to a different data set.
Right. The source outlines how AI is being used to sift through mountains of resumes. But it's not just looking for keywords anymore.
No, it's way past that.
It's matching candidates to open roles and, like we mentioned earlier, predicting how well a potential hire might perform based on historical data.
And for existing employees, it can analyze their internal data, like their project completion rates, their tenure, the skills they've logged,
To do what?
to generate highly personalized career development plans. It maps out their future at the company.
Okay, I have to push back hard on this.
Go for it.
Predicting how well a human being will perform at a job. Generating a career path based on an algorithm. You are describing a machine that strips human potential down to a statistical probability.
Drawing sounds cold, yes.
Right. If I'm an employee, doesn't reducing my drive, my soft skills, and my ability to learn into a mere data point risk stripping the actual humanity out of human resources?
It's a totally justified fear.
Does this actually free people up for, you know, meaningful work, or does it just give executives a data-backed excuse to downsize the department?
Well, if an executive suite views AI purely as a cost-cutting mechanism, that dystopian scenario is exactly what happens.
Right.
But this is where the author's background in Agile becomes crucial. The thesis of collaborative AI is that the algorithm is only a tool for augmentation, never an autonomous executioner.
So it's a sorting mechanism, not the final decision maker.
Exactly. AI can crunch the historical data and suggest a brilliant career development plan, or flag a resume that a tired human recruiter might have missed at 4 p.m. on a Friday.
Right.
But a statistical probability cannot measure human grit or contextual nuance.
I can't measure heart.
No, it can't. It requires a human manager to sit down with the employee, look at the AI suggestions, understand the context the algorithm is blind to, and make an empathetic decision.
So the AI provides the data map.
And the human provides the actual wisdom to navigate it. If a company removes the human manager from that equation just to save money, the system collapses.
The AI provides the map. The human provides the wisdom. That is a great way to frame it. Which leads us perfectly into the very real business risks of trusting the map too much.
Yes.
Because if the human isn't there providing the wisdom, things go wrong.
Yeah.
And they go wrong at a massive scale.
They can go catastrophically wrong. And this brings us to the most vulnerable part of any AI system, the training data itself.
Yeah, the text makes it very clear that artificial intelligence is essentially a mirror. It is only as good as the data it's trained on.
Exactly.
If the historical data you feed into it contains biases, which, let's be honest, a vast majority of historical corporate data does.
Oh, absolutely it does.
Then the outcomes the AI produces will flawlessly replicate and scale those exact biases.
Let's break down how that actually happens mechanically, because it isn't usually malicious code, you know?
Right. It's not some evil programmer.
No. Let's say a company historically promoted predominantly men into executive roles over the last 30 years. If you feed that historical data into an AI and ask it to screen new resumes for executive potential, the AI doesn't understand context or societal inequality.
Oh, sees numbers.
Right. It simply identifies a mathematical pattern. Being male correlates with being promoted.
Wow.
So it will invisibly start filtering out female candidates because it thinks it's optimizing for your past definition of success.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Mostly because of how quietly it happens. You wouldn't even know.
You really wouldn't.
And this is exactly why the source material demands transparency and what we call explainability.
Yes, explainability is key.
The author brings up high-stakes decisions like job performance evaluations or loan approvals. So what does this all mean for the listener? Think about what this means for the user on the other end.
It's frustrating.
It's more than frustrating. Imagine you apply for a business loan and you are denied. You go to the bank and the teller just looks at their screen, shrugs, and says, the computer said no.
Yeah, the dreaded computer said no.
Right. They can't tell you why. They can't tell you how to fix your application. Just no. It's like being on trial. The jury delivers a guilty verdict, but they completely refuse to speak or explain their reasoning.
Which is unacceptable.
Totally. As a customer, that destroys your trust in the institution permanently.
And from a business perspective, that loss of trust is a terminal threat.
So how do we actually fix this?
Well, this raises an important question, and the source outlines a very specific structural solution. You have to build systems that are explainable. Meaning, the human operators can trace exactly which data points led the AI to its conclusion.
Okay, so you can peek under the hood.
Yes. But, more importantly, you fix the bias issue at the root by changing who builds the system in the first place.
You mean the development teams?
Yes. If the engineering team building and training the AI all share the exact same background, the exact same blind spots, they will inevitably fail to notice when the AI starts making biased correlations.
Because it looks normal to them.
Exactly. You have to involve highly diverse teams from the ground up. Different perspectives act as a stress test on the data features.
Right.
A diverse team looks at the AI's output and says, wait, This variable is proxying for a demographic bias. We need to adjust the weights before this goes live.
Which brings us full circle to the ultimate thesis of Rob Van Linde's work. The solution to the algorithmic problem is a deeply human one.
It really is.
The destination of this massive technological journey from agile to digital to AI isn't some, you know, artificial supremacy where machines run the company. The actual destination is deep human AI collaboration.
It is a true synthesis. The source material references multiple case studies across retail and complex financial services. Some companies are seeing massive jumps in engagement and customer loyalty. But those gains are not coming from companies that just deployed chatbots to fire their customer service reps.
So it's not just a race to the bottom for cost cutting.
No, not at all. The massive ROI comes exclusively from combining the AI's unparalleled capability for high-dimensional data analysis with human empathy and intuition. It's the fusion of the two.
And this connects all the way back to the very first thing we talked about today, agile transformation.
Right, the foundation.
Because agile didn't work just by putting whiteboards in the office. Agile fundamentally relied on a specific corporate culture.
It did.
It required deep trust between departments. It required leadership that treated teams as equals. And it required giving frontline workers the autonomy to make immediate decisions.
Exactly.
What the author is making incredibly clear is that successful AI integration requires those exact same cultural pillars.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it is a completely closed loop. The technology is entirely dependent on the culture it is born into.
It's a brilliant paradox. To get the absolute most out of these cold, highly advanced computational machines, a company actually has to double down on its humanity.
Beautifully said.
If you take a shiny new million-dollar AI system and drop it into a rigid, untrusting, micromanaged corporate culture, it won't save the company.
Yeah.
It will just execute that company's dysfunctions faster and more spectacularly.
Placing people at the center isn't just a nice feel-good sentiment. According to the mechanics of how these systems scale, it is the only viable path forward for a business that wants to survive the transition.
Right.
The goal is augmentation of human capability, never replacement.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's take a look back at the underlying mechanics we've explored. We started by reframing AI not as an alien disruption, but as the natural evolutionary step following Agile's adaptability and digital's data infrastructure.
Right.
We saw how predictive analytics actually functions, mapping millions of latent variables to give businesses a radar to anticipate the future.
Anticipating the storm.
Exactly. We explored how those same sorting mechanisms are revolutionizing talent management, provided they are used as a tool for human wisdom rather than an algorithmic crystal ball.
And we navigated the very real dangers of bad data.
Yes, the absolute mechanical necessity of unbiased training sets, the demand for explainability to avoid those silent jury scenarios, and the crucial need for diverse human oversight to stress test the algorithms.
And through it all, the most critical takeaway is that the secret ingredient to making AI work isn't having the most expensive server farm or the most complex neural network.
Yeah.
The secret ingredient is having a collaborative, highly trusted human team running it.
Exactly. And that leaves us with a really fascinating final thought to build on what we've uncovered today.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Van Linde pointed out that AI adoption relies heavily on agile principles, specifically a culture of deep trust, psychological safety, and autonomy.
Right.
Which really makes you wonder, if a company fundamentally lacks trust between its own human employees right now,
if departments are siloed and management is entirely top-down,
yeah, will introducing AI act as a magical bridge to somehow fix that broken culture? Or will it just amplify all that existing human dysfunction at lightning speed?
That is a very provocative question.
Right.
And it's a necessary one to ask before writing the check for the software.
Definitely something to chew on the next time your boss brings up a sudden AI pivot in a strategy meeting. We want to thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the logic behind the tools you use. Keep looking closely at the systems shaping our world. And most importantly, stay curious. We'll catch you next time.